This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear brothers and sisters, so we are back again to the Night Kalam program. Now today, inshallah, we would like to share with you again about the important to know what should we ask, or is there any important thing for us to ask our future partner when we were allowed to meet up with them? Because the Prophet ﷺ reminds us, whoever want to get married with somebody, it is your right for the male or the female to look at your future partner. You have the right to look at each other. And you have the right even to discuss matters to see whether both of you are for each other. Meaning we do not know sometimes. Just one look we do not know. So you have to start to communicate. But if you are serious to get married with anybody that you know, you should sit down, of course, with the mahram around, and then start to discuss about things that is important for you. Example, if you are not sure whether that sister or that brother is a practicing Muslim or not, you have the right to ask him, I just want to know whether do you have a sound understanding about Islam. Now, I have gone through some friend before who will ask the lady or the girl about, do you know how many pillars of Islam, the article of faith, very basic thing about Islam. Sometimes people feel offended. Why are you asking this? Because this is a very basic thing that every Muslim should be able to answer. But sometimes you will be caught by surprise that even the basic thing we may even forget. They will even ask, have you been praying? Do you have any problem in praying 5 times a day? I mean, this is something you have the right to ask to make sure that you know what you're involved in. If you know that this sister is a bit weak in this area and then they want to learn, alhamdulillah, then it's easy for you to guide them. If not, maybe you may have some problem in the future. The same goes to the sister. Example, if you want to know whether this future man who's going to be your husband is a drinker or whether he's a gambler or whether he's a smoker, you can know. If you know his man, you can even ask him. No, I just want to know, if we get married, do you think you can stop smoking? Example, I don't know whether it's practical to us. It's very practical because you want to have a healthy family. You want to make sure that our husband are not involved in anything that is not good, or the bad habits that they are involved in. If they can stay away, they can change. Alhamdulillah, just an example. Because if you are not careful from the beginning, then, of course, you are going to face a lot of problems. You don't like smoking, and then now he loves smoking. No, all this kind of thing also can cause a lot of unrest in a family members. So these are the basic thing you can ask. How private is it? How private it is after you ask each other? Of course, you have no right to get exposed to other people. Oh, this man is not good for me because he know nothing about the deen. He is this, he is that. No, you don't have to say it. It's up to you to decide now whether this guy is going to change after you discuss with him. And if he said that, he is changing, he wants to be a better person, alhamdulillah. If he said, no, this is me, you have to accept, me as who I am. Then, of course, now you have to prepare yourself. I give you another example. In our country, in Malaysia now, if any new couple want to get married, they have to go to a HIV test. Why? To make sure that everybody know what they are involved in. Both parties, not only the male, but the female too. Not say you cannot get married. You can still get married, but you know that what you are involved in, now you are clean, both parties clean, alhamdulillah. If one is having some problem, and then you still, like to proceed with the marriage, you can. But now you cannot give an excuse that in the future you want to end the marriage because of this problem. Because you are aware of that problem from the beginning. You have all the right to ask what you think is important for you. You know, do you have a stable job now? Of course, there is your right to ask whether, you know, to make sure that the future husband is ready to accept you and to carry out his responsibility. These are basic things you have the right to ask. You know? So I think as a Muslim, when you understand the deen properly and you follow the Quran and Sunnah, you know what right do you have and what kind of questions to ask. But even though there's some weaknesses here and there, it's your duty to cover the weaknesses of your partner, not to expose them to the public so that the public will not gossip about any party. So may Allah safeguard us and also protect us from further fitna. And please, don't ever expose the weaknesses of another brother or sister to anyone. May Allah protect us from this fitan if you are not careful. Amin ya Rabbul Alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana walhamdulillahi bil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfirka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.